This is Dorothy Seckler interviewing Gandy Brody in Provincetown on September 6, 1965. Gandy, we've just agreed to begin at the beginning, and that means where you were born, what kind of a family, what kind of a childhood, why did you become an artist, and when did you first know it, perhaps?
Well, when I first knew I was an artist, about the time I was 30, but I had already been painting for 10 years, and the reason that I decided I was an artist at that time was that I met my wife in Florence, and she was very encouraging, and she bought the first painting of mine that she ever saw for $400, and we immediately went to Spain to look at painting at the Prado. The problem of being the kind of artist that I would like to be in the kind of world that we live in presents a lot of problems, namely to be true to many loves, the love of the past and the love of the present, and the ambivalent love of painting that one has about one's contemporaries. But it's all relative, because one ultimately decides that most important thing in an essential part of life is to be an artist. That means to wake up in the morning and have painting on your mind, so that you either look around at what you've accomplished the day before, or look at a reproduction of something that you admire very much, or have a consultation with either an older artist or a younger artist than yourself. But as long as it's about painting and the joys of painting and the overcoming, or the attempt to overcome sorrows, painting, namely the insecurity and the inability to have the all-redeeming love for creating love, or kind of love, which pigment on canvas is. I think you better ask me another question.
Yeah. Danny, that's a wonderful way of sort of jumping from beginning almost to end in one sentence.
Yes.
Now we'll fill a little bit of the middle.
Oh, my family, that's right.
Well, I mean, that isn't too, perhaps, unless you think it's important, but sometimes things do happen in childhood that have some kind of a way of forecasting interest in the end. We might say, what were you doing in Florence, and then trace it backward from there.
Well, actually, what I was doing in Florence is trying to find out what I was doing in New York when I was a little boy. In other words, I was trying to find part of my heritage there, which I did when I lived in the Costa San Giorgio, which is a kind of ghetto, and then on the other side of the wall where my studio was, that was right under Piazzale Michelangelo, and that's where Jocelyn and I had a studio. I was able to sort of be in the middle